now you've moved over to the dark side by perception or reality, and you've become a referee. How did you get wrapped into that? Because, you, as you said, you were injured when you were playing with Wasps, and did you have a referee's ticket when you were playing, or you just thought, oh, might give this a bit of a lash?
Yeah, I always had plenty of advice for referees whilst I was playing, but no, it was never something I really considered whilst I was playing professionally. And strangely too, it's just I don't think many players consider it. It wasn't until I'd moved home back to Australia with the family that Andrew Cole and Scott Young, who are both, you know, fantastic international referees themselves, approached me and asked if I'd be interested in getting involved in it. And It's actually, this week will be 2 years since that conversation took place. So a very sort of slowly, gently for the first few months, where they sort of, I just did some, you know, some schoolboy sevens comps and things like that. Last year and this year in particular, it's just been a bit of a baptism of fire. They sort of just throw me in there and see if I sink or swim.
Yeah. Is it really in the case when you're doing the fitness compared to being a professional player, you've just got to be so much more leaner, not so much muscle? And really, that aerobic fitness, you've got to run like a marathon runner.
Yeah. It's physically, it's a lot different to being a player. Like, I think obviously as a player, you're sort of juggling the contact and the skills element of the training with as being a referee. It's more about that aerobic sort of fitness and just ensuring that you're in the right place at the right time. And I guess physically have the capacity to not be overexerted, so you can make clear decisions. So it's been a lot of running, but I've always enjoyed the training. And it's once you're out on the field, it's the running lines and things like that. Being an ex-scrum half, it's sort of something that comes naturally.
And that's the interesting thing, because usually as a referee, you're really only really running one or two lines, unlike a player, and that's the sort of discipline you've got to get into. What sort of training would you do? Is it mainly sort of circuits based, and also, of course, what sort of running would you do every sort of week to do the refereeing?
Yeah, so we'll train as a squad three times a week, and then individually I'll, you know, sort of take on another three or four sessions throughout the week, but it'll generally, you know, sort of be that longer distance sort of stuff, and with the intermediate rest periods. And we got a really good trainer up there, Jared Priestland, who writes the programs for all the referees and ensures that we're hitting our benchmarks for the yo-yos and all the tests that we actually have to reach before we can sort of get be able to be selected and appointed to the games.
Yeah. What about refereeing out on the field? Do you have a few mates that sort of chip you when the referee, and you just say, well, look, you know, if you do that, we'll give you a red card?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, at this stage, most of the guys, some of the, you know, obviously the couple of guys out there today that I played with throughout my sort of career, they're always really good. I think they can understand that that it's probably good for the game to have some ex-players out in the middle, and potentially I might get a little bit more leash than some other referees might get, so a little bit more empathy in terms of the decisions. But look, they've been great. I haven't really run into too many problems, you know, sort of refereeing mates that I played with.
Yeah, well, you're joining the likes of Jamie Nutbrown and also, of course, Glenn Jackson, as former very good players have moved through to be referees. But finally, why should I become a referee? And also, is being the referee the best seat in the house?
I couldn't speak more highly. I think in terms of being involved in the game and being able to contribute to a fixture, like you said, it's the best seat in the house. And it's something that that I think more players, potentially, you know, could consider throughout their playing days. I think the default often is I'll go into coaching, because they love the game, they know the game, and they want to stay involved in the game. Obviously, being a player, you get to the stage where your body, can't perform at that level. Refereeing is a great opportunity to sort of just make sure you stay involved with the game that you love.
Well, Nick, thanks for your time. Once again, warmest congratulations. It's great to see you're off to referee some test matches at the end of the year as well, and it's been great to catch up with you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.